I want to describe something and have you tell me whether I'm being unreasonable. The assistant? My whole setup. All my files. It writes my morning brief. I've had it running since the spring. Yesterday, I ask it where four projects stand. One line each. Six paragraphs come back, and the only thing in there I didn't already know is in the final sentence.
What did you do?
Read the whole thing. Got quietly furious. Shut the laptop. Was that unreasonable?
The furious part is completely reasonable. It wasted your morning. The part I'd push on is the laptop, because that's the moment the whole thing either compounds or doesn't. And most people don't notice they're at a fork. Think about tomorrow. It produces the same shape of brief because nothing between yesterday and tomorrow changed. You're annoyed again. And that runs indefinitely. Not until it improves, but until one of you does something about it. And it isn't going to be the one that isn't bothered. What you did there was treat it like something you bought. Like it arrived in a box, it's underperforming, and there's a company somewhere whose job it is to sort that out. That's not the arrangement. You're the one running it.
All right, but I can't do a performance review every time the formatting is off.
You're not doing a review. You're saying one sentence. And you'd say it for maybe a fortnight before that particular mistake stops arriving, which is the entire point. It's a cost that ends. The thing people get wrong is treating the correction as the whole job. It's half of it. You say something in the moment, and then you make sure that correction lands somewhere it gets read again. Both halves, or it doesn't work. Correct it in conversation and don't write it down, and you've had a pleasant exchange that evaporates when the session closes. Next week, the same thing shows up, and you've no idea it's the fourth time because you never recorded the first three. Do the opposite. Keep a file of grievances you never raise in the moment, and you've built a very tidy list that nobody acts on. That one's worse, honestly, because it feels like diligence.
So what's actually in the file? How long does an entry take? Because if it's a form to fill in every time it does something mildly stupid, I'm not going to do it.
About 20 seconds, and there is no form. Three things per entry: what was wrong, what it should have been, and why it happened. Everyone writes the first two and skips the third, and the third is the only part that transfers. Here's the difference. If I write down, got the date wrong, corrected it, what has anything learned? Nothing. That's a note about a Tuesday. But if I write, it read the word tomorrow at 1 in the morning and assumed the next calendar day without checking the clock first, that now covers every date it will ever handle. One is an incident, the other is a rule. And you only reach it by making yourself write the third line.
Can I go back? Everything in my six paragraphs was accurate. It wasn't wrong, it was just unusable. Does that still count?
It counts more than the factual ones, if anything. That's most of what I correct, and I'd argue it matters more than the factual stuff, because the failure is so much quieter. If it tells you something false, you notice, you catch it, you fix it, there's a moment. But a daily brief that's merely shaped badly, you skim it. Then you skim it faster. Somewhere around week three, you're not really reading it, and nothing has broken, no alarm has gone off, you've just stopped getting value out of the thing, and you may not register that for a month. So don't grit your teeth and read it anyway. Refuse it. Say, I'm not working from this, the shape is wrong, let's fix the shape. Then tell it precisely what's wrong. The conclusion is at the bottom instead of the top. Four things are competing for attention when only one needs a decision from me today, and it's prose when I wanted a list.
That last one is mine. I always want a list, and it writes me essays. And it can't just work that out? It has months of me responding badly to essays and well to lists.
Then say it in exactly those terms, because that's a requirement, not a preference. Wanting the answer at the top with the reasoning underneath so you can drop into it only if you care. That is a real specification for how you take information in. And it exists nowhere but inside your head until you say it out loud. It is never going to infer that.
It feels precious, bouncing a document because I don't like the layout.
For about a week, then the documents change shape and you stop noticing you ever did it.
What convinced you? Because none of what you've said so far is quite an argument. It's just good practice. Try me.
This is the argument. A new model comes out and every assistant in the world improves on the same afternoon by roughly the same margin. Mine, yours, everyone's. And none of that belongs to you. You were asleep when it happened. The corrections are the only part that's actually yours. How your briefs are laid out, where things get filed and under what name, what it judges worth putting in front of you at 7 in the morning, against what can wait until Sunday. None of that arrives in an update, ever, and it accumulates for exactly as long as you keep doing it. So take two people on the same subscription with the same tooling. 6 months in, one has been correcting it, and one has been shutting the laptop. Those are not the same product anymore, and the gap is entirely the difference between them.
And the file itself, does it stay a list of complaints? Does it get unwieldy? Mine would be enormous by now, and I'd never open it, which rather defeats the point.
It grows, but it changes character. And that's the part I didn't expect. It stops reading like a list of things that irritated me and starts reading like a manual for how this particular assistant tends to fail. A different document and far more useful than either a complaint or a rule. The entries I like best, I didn't even write. It writes them about itself. It'll be halfway through a job, stop, and note that it stated something as fact without verifying it before I've seen any of the output. You don't get that from a cleverer prompt. That's months of being told when it's wrong, on the record.
So tomorrow, when the 6 paragraphs turn up again.
Don't read them. Tell it why not, and make sure that goes in the file. One that never finds out it got something wrong will keep getting it wrong, on schedule, for as long as you've got it.